welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Say Mark 4. The Lord said some interesting things to me when I was praying this morning when he said Mark 4. Look at verse 13. He said to them, "Do you not discern and understand this parable? How then is it possible for you to discern and understand all the parables?" How important is Mark 4? It's the gateway to everything that Jesus spoke. Later on in John, you'll find out he says this, "I'm no longer going to speak to you in parables because you finally grew up and you're off the milk and the word. I'm just going to talk to you straight on." So I'm not going to talk to you this morning in parables. I'm going to talk to you as grown-up men and women who don't need the milk of the word, but you're going to survive on the meat of the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you ready now? He just spoke several things to me, and I believe as soon as you hear them, you need to write them down on paper. You need to put them into your spirit and keep them there forever until Jesus shows up. That's how important it is. The ones along the path are those who have the word sown in their hearts. But when they hear, Satan comes at once and by force takes away the message which is sown in them. Here's what the Holy Spirit said to me. I never thought about this before. How did the path get so hard? How did the path get so hard that when the word came, it had no chance of growing, and the birds came and took it away? What you and I let walk through our lives, our associations with people, our culture, all these things that come through our life on a daily basis have caused our heart to become hard to the word. And the Holy Spirit gave me a little thing. It's funny. When the word of God speaks to us, because our heart is so hard, we say this: "You got to be kidding. This is for the birds." Our hearts can become so hard that when the word speaks to us, there's no chance of this seed ever growing. Then the enemy comes like the bird and plucks it away. Nothing wrong with the word, nothing wrong with the seed, but then we begin to talk like everybody else does. "Well, must have been God's will that such and such passed. Must be God's will that somebody got this sickness and disease." There's not one scripture that Jesus said and he came and put disease and sickness on all of them. But yet we have people in the body of Christ, "Well, it must be God's will that your five-year-old is dying of cancer." Are you kidding me? Do me a favor. The door you walked in is about to close behind you. Get those kind of people out of your life. If they don't believe like you believe, they don't say what you say out of your mouth, they're saying what the world says, get away from them. Don't even bother waving. Amen. The problem in the church is because part of our heart has become hardened. Now, when I had preached this before, the Lord spoke to me very clearly. I hope I'm encouraging you. Amen. I'm glad. That if there's four chambers in the heart, we can have four different parts of our spiritual life. One part can be hard. It can be resistant to the word. When people become hard to the word, we stop the flow of God's anointing in our lives and in the lives of our community. Can I read something I found on my desk? That's what made me really know I had to preach about Mark 4. Are you ready? Listen to what one of the Gallup polls found out. 81% say the state of moral values is only fair or poor. 77% say the state of moral values is getting worse. They just did with the American Bible Society. They call it Bible-minded cities. The top 100 cities, population-wise, number one is guess who? 50%, Chattanooga, Tennessee, the most Bible-minded city in America. 100 on the list, 10%, the most un-Bible-minded, Albany, Schenectady, Troy, New York. What's going on? What's going on is where we live right now is so un-Bible-minded, we can feel the forces of darkness trying to move in and take over. Well, I got news for you, devil. I got news for you, every demon in hell. It's about to change right now. If, my God, if we have a losing season, there's only one way to go up. How does it start? When you and I get serious about this book called the Bible and the Word of God. Don't listen to the culture around us. The other day, I washed my hands. They're not dirty. I washed my hands, and I couldn't believe what was in the sink. Dirt. They didn't look dirty, but they were dirty. You and I, just being in the world, are going to get dirty. What we hear, what we see, what we take in will get us dirty. But if we don't clean ourselves off with the Word, listen to the next one. In the same way, the ones upon stony ground are those who, when they hear the word, at once they do what? They receive it. Say, I receive it. Accept it and welcome it with great joy. Yay! And they have no real root in themselves, and so they endure for a little while. Then when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word. Gee, where are you going? It's Wednesday night. I'm going to church. Going to church? What's that book in your front seat? Oh, that's my Bible. Yeah, Bible? Are you kidding me? Don't you realize we're the worst city in the whole country? It doesn't matter what some poll says. I'm telling you, I'm taking a poll right now by the Spirit of God, and you as a believer are going to get more serious about this book than ever before. You're going to look at your Goliath come and say, come on, bring it on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you're not going to have some rifle, some big gun. You're going to have a sling, which is the word of God. And you're going to put a stone, which is the word of God, and begin to wind up like this and say, Goliath, you're not coming down. You're already down. Glory to God. What happens? Every one of our problems, listen to me, will come as a result of the word. On a result of what we believe, because it's foreign to those around us. There needs to be demonstration in our churches today. What's the greatest demonstration? Somebody walks the aisle and gives their life to Jesus Christ. That's a demonstration. Say a demonstration. When we step out in the world on a daily basis, there needs to be a demonstration. But what church you go to? Saying what church you go to doesn't mean anything. It's what your life and my life will produce. Jesus said, these signs shall follow those that believe. Say, shall follow me. When you get in a boat, you go through the water, take a look behind you. What do you see? A wake. There needs to be a wake behind you, not a wake where people are dead, a wake where things come alive. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm looking for a wake. And when you serve Christ, you don't have to look in your rearview mirror. You know when you and I pass through, something's going on. And the world doesn't like it. Turn to your neighbors that didn't like it. And here's what you say to them. In Jesus' name, too bad. What causes the problem? Say the word. They immediately are offended, displeased, indignant, and resentful, and they stumble and fall away. Listen. The major problem in our country is not which party's doing what. It's about we've got to join the party that belongs to Jesus Christ. We need to put God back into our churches. We need to put the Spirit of God back into our churches. It's not how nice a building looks on the outside. What's going on the inside? You can have a brand new house, 5,000 square feet, smell everything is brand new, but it's just a house. It's when somebody occupies the house and makes it a home that place becomes a good place. You and I are a house, the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you and I have to bring the Spirit of God to the surface in our lives. No more, say this to me, no more church as usual. Look at the next one. Anyone sowing among the thorns are those who hear the word. Have you noticed everyone's heard it? the cares and anxieties of this world and distractions of the age. There's no anxieties in the world. There's no distractions in the world. I think I was talking to Lou the other day, and I said, Lou, I went to the World's Fair in 1960, and they just started bringing computers. And I remember the man as he gave a lecture. Here's what he said. With the advent of computers, men will go to a four-day work week. When the Bible says God rested on the seventh day, God's a spirit, he doesn't get tired. You know your spirit never gets tired. Your body does. Say cares, anxieties of the world, distractions of the age, pleasure and delight and false glamour, craving and passionate desires for other things creep in and choke and suffocate the what? The word, say the word. And it becomes fruitless, say fruitless. Here we go now. Here's the other thing the Lord said to me, verse 20. Those sown on good, well-adapted soil are the ones who hear the word, receive and accept it and welcome it and bear fruit. Now here's what the Lord said to me about this. Say some 30, some 60, some 100. And the Holy Spirit said to me, why isn't everybody getting 100? It's good soil. And then he brought me back to the first one. That we have become so used to, this is all of us, so used to things going in and out of our life, trodden down the soil, that our expectation when it comes to good ground is to say, well, if I get 30, I'm happy. Right. Well, if I can get 60, that's exactly the word, I'm complacency. Yeah. The power of the Holy Ghost today wants to break the spirit of complacency off of you. Amen. 30 isn't good enough for me. 60 isn't good enough. Can I be honest with you? 99 isn't good enough for me. I want all that God has for me. But if I become so used to where I am, all of us, my whole life has been like this, and as long as everything's okay, don't disturb anything. Who am I talking to? Anybody here? Everything's just fine. We're so used to part of our heart being hardened, listen, not to receive all of the word, just the things we want to. And sometimes we'll let them grow for a little while, but then when they become a problem, we'll just make sure they die off. Here's the question. Are we all willing, all of us today, to make a conscious decision that we want everything God has for us? Are we willing to make a change? Say a change. Understand something. That most of us don't want to change anything. We do not want to change a thing. We're happy just the way things are going because everything's okay. Have you ever seen a shortcut somewhere? Here's this path through the woods across your property. Hallelujah. You put a barrier up, you put grass seed down, and people are still hopping over the fence trying to go the same way they used to because they're just used to it. Don't become used to the world's solutions and the world's ways. Get used to the word of God because you will be triumphant. You will be gloriously raised from the dead in any and every situation. Give God some praise. Come on, give him some praise.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus.